No matter how you slice it, medical care is expensive, especially in an emergency. Martha Norbeck shuffles through paperwork as she looks back over her itemized hospital bill from a bike accident 5 months ago.
Just to have the guy come to the ER to do my stitches was $460, and then for the six stitches was $826, so that was 140 a stitch or something.
Because it was a head injury, nurses in the emergency room at the University of Iowa Hospitals and Clinics suspected a concussion and ran a CT scan. That wound up as a $4,800 charge, and one Norbeck thinks could have been avoided.
I thought at the time, wow, maybe I should ask for just an x-ray. Like, I did occur to me, really, a CT scan? But I'm like, well, whatever. I mean, they know best, right?
Because Norbeck owns her own small business, she's self-insured with a high deductible. So every time she needs care, she's thinking about the bill she'll get afterwards.
You just close your eyes and pray. And I'm not even praying about my health. I'm praying about the cost.
According to an annual poll by Kaiser Health News, 57% of households with insurance have avoided or delayed some type of care in the past year due to cost, most often skipping dental checkups or relying on home remedies and over-the-counter drugs instead of seeing a doctor. But in an emergency, you don't have those choices.
First, we don't care. We don't care what your insurance status is. We're not going to worry about that. We're going to treat you and make sure that you're safe first.
Dr. Hans House is an emergency room physician at UIH. He says, yes, sometimes patients come in and say they're worried about paying a bill. That can be a tough conversation because even if a patient is stabilized, what if you miss something?
We might have different options for medical testing. We might be able to do a CT scan or an ultrasound or delay testing, and we're going to give you those options because whatever fits you best in terms of your own financial situation.
Because every procedure, consultation, x-ray, lab test, even a couple aspirin tablets taken in the ER has its own price and its own billing code in the hospital charge master. After negotiating rates, insurance companies and Medicare actually pay only a portion of the initial charges, so there's a markup built into each price. Richard Beloff is a healthcare administration professor at Des Moines University.
Charges that a hospital would generate are really a recouping of the fixed cost of actually having the facility there and then having it staffed.
UIH, for example, received approval last year to increase their charges by 6%, citing rising operating costs for the hospital and a number of construction projects. But Beloff says a hospital's administration also has to consider how many patients are covered by Medicare and Medicaid, which reimburse at a lower rate than private insurance.
If I wanted my ER to break even, and let's say that my self-pay patients pay 20 cents on the dollar because they just simply disappear. We call it a bad debt. That is a similar consideration than if I have a payer who does pay, but they pay less than others.
But at the end of the day, does it add up to that much of a difference? Well, Medicare provider charge data, which only became public last year through the Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Services, shows the University of Iowa Hospitals and Clinics charging about $31,000 for treatment of an acute heart attack, a full $10,000 more than Mercy Hospital, just across the river. In Iowa City, I'm Duri Buscarin, Iowa Public Radio News.